You're listening to SBS News.
AMP commissioned the report using online interviews with more than 2,000 Australian employees to assess their levels of financial stress. The report authors say to ensure the research was reflective of employed Australians, their sample group was matched against data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics. The data revealed a gender difference, with 24% of women found to be in financial stress compared with 14% of men. Elaine Anderson is the Director of Corporate Superannuation at AMP. She says some of the findings are concerning.
What was surprising is the amount of time that people will experience financial stress. Once a person is stressed, they're likely to be in that state for 6.4 years. And another quite concerning statistic was 2 in 5 Australian workers at some stage during their working life will experience financial stress. So, you know, when you think about the amount of time people could be in a stress state, it's quite concerning.
The research shows those who earn between $50,000 and $74,000 a year experience the highest levels of financial stress, with single parents and those living in shared accommodation the most affected. The report also found people in Brisbane and Adelaide report the highest levels of financial stress, with 25% for Brisbane and 22% for Adelaide, while Sydney reported the lowest level at 16%. Ms Anderson says there's a range of reasons behind the difference.
The outlier for Queensland was the agricultural industry, particularly in regional Queensland, who've obviously been experiencing drought conditions for some time.
Natalie Thornley describes her family of five as an average middle-income family. Currently based in Queensland, her partner's work with the Defence Force sees the family regularly move around the country. While her casual teaching job contributes to the family income, she says in order to stay afloat, the family has recently had to cut back on expenses.
The luxury things we go without, you know, we used to probably go on holidays, you know, a few years ago, but now we tend not to go away on big holidays anymore, and we've cut back on kids' sport. My husband and I don't really go out much, things like that. So you've just got enough to cover, you know, the necessities, I guess, the things you have to really pay.
Some people experiencing financial stress are resorting to same-day lenders, which charge huge interest rates or rack up large debts on credit cards to make ends meet. A Senate inquiry into the practices of predatory and other lenders is currently examining the conduct of such lenders. Elizabeth Minter has worked as a financial counsellor and now is a spokesperson for Financial Counselling Australia, which advocates for a fairer marketplace to ease the burden of debt on consumers. Ms Minter says it's easy for people to get caught up in debt and urges people to get advice before resorting to so-called payday lenders.
People often turn to payday lenders because, you know, and we find even to pay household bills and just meeting household costs, and it's, you know, they can really get trapped into a cycle of huge financial difficulty. So, and that's why we always say, before you, please give financial counsellors a call, and that's what the National Debt Helpline is so valuable.
Ms Minter says there can be a lot of stigma and shame associated with debt, which can stop people from getting prompt assistance for managing their finances. She says for people living from paycheck to paycheck without the support of family or friends, sudden unexpected events such as illness, job loss, or the breakdown of a relationship can quickly push people into a debt spiral. But she says there are steps people can take, and they should take them sooner rather than later.
Well, it's really important to get the hardship, first of all, on their loans, and that's a right they've got under the National Credit Code. So they can speak to their mortgage provider or their whoever they have their personal loan or the credit card with, or also their utility companies, and just say, I'm in financial hardship. I just need you to work with me to get an affordable payment plan in place. Or else if they're having difficulty and they don't feel comfortable talking to their lenders, they can also speak to a financial counsellor to get strategies on what to say.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.